but it's only happening at the new Family Market Store, with special thanks to the Hotel Hot Springs.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Lord, it's all so true.
All right, it is 8:06. A little bit more juice on that, Raj. Thank you. All right, here in a few minutes, we'll visit with Trey Schaap. Yeah, I thought Schaap was more advanced on that tie line app.
Oh, I think he's as I would think he's as advanced as any,
that's what I would think.
Any
he said,
talent.
I just see A, B, and C. Christian, will you call?
Oh, here it is. Let me give it to him right now.
Yeah, we're trying to connect with Trey Schaap down in the Bahamas on his
on
the tie line app,
and he may be calling us.
Well, that he may be just said forget it. We're just gonna do it by phone, so don't worry about it, Raj. All right, yeah, Trey Schaap is down in the Bahamas for the Bahamar.
Uh-huh.
What is Bahara? Does that sound like the Night at the Museum?
Bahamian,
yes.
Night at the Museum, they do Bahara?
Yeah, the Bahara. Razorbacks will play at 11 o'clock today. Let's welcome him in to Morning Mayhem, Raji Dodge.
All right, Dan.
The Hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Bahamar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state, embedded with the Hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
The Hogs are going to win by 40 again today. Trey Schaap, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
What time is it in the Bahamas?
9:08.
9:08, Roger. It's 9:08. Another
morning?
A sloppy first half for the Hogs yesterday against Televeril. Tony Monroe, I don't know, Tony Romo. But then they blow them out in the second half, much to be, as was expected. Just tell us what you thought of the game yesterday.
Well, I thought they really played a good second half. They locked down defensively. The team from Columbia shot a lot of threes in the first half. I think they shot like 23 or 26 three-pointers, and they kind of cooled off in the second half, and a lot of that was the fact that Arkansas kind of locked down. There was a player, Leo Salazar, had 17 points all in the first half. He was 6 of 13 from the floor, 5 of 12 behind the three-point line. He played 31 minutes, but that's all he scored, all in the first half. And Bruiser Flint, who was coaching the team yesterday, said that they talked in the locker room at halftime on, not committing stupid turnovers, because I think they had 9 turnovers at the half, which in the 2 previous games, they only had 10 turnovers for the entire game. So they worked on that. Billy Richmond, I remember, he jumped and tried to throw a pass, and it got stolen. And you can't just leave your feet not knowing where you're going with the basketball. And I think he kind of got caught doing that at least once that I remember. Only 12 turnovers for the game, so 3 in the second half. So they played a much better second half.
The game today, they've won all 3 games by right 40 points. And so I heard Sully last night on Channel 7 said the team they're going to play today is the worst of all the 4. So they might win by 50 or 60 today. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know if you can get much worse than the Bahamas team, but I did actually see. I believe they're called the Dinos, who they're playing today out of Calgary University. I saw a group that had backpacks and said Dinos walking around the resort here one day, And yeah, they're very small. They don't have much height unless they were not with them at some point, those players. So I think this is a game that Arkansas cruises. Hopefully they don't have any struggles in the first half. Maybe they come out a little stronger in the first couple of minutes instead of trying to really feel the team out. Now, this Columbia, the team from Columbia they played yesterday, Torres de Valle, they had five players pick up four fouls each. So they were really close to a couple of players fouling out. Arkansas has been nowhere close to that. They committed 26 fouls in the game, did the team from Columbia. Arkansas just 10. But I think, yeah, Baz, today it's about making sure no one gets injured and you get out of here with a win and you get back to Northwest Arkansas.
I was talking to a sports agent, I think it was yesterday, and he was telling me how his son went to school with George Smith Jr. I think it's in Pennsylvania, I want to say. And
Virginia.
It was Virginia, okay. And he said, he actually went to Penn State as a student, but he said his son went to the same high school as George Smith Jr., and they knew this guy was going to be, you know, a superstar. In the movie made yesterday, Roger, I don't know if you saw it. Christian, I don't know if you saw it. He takes a guy to the basket, and it looks like he's wearing Michael Jordan's number, right? Isn't he 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes a move to the basket, just, first of all, flies by the guy, goes up, dunks it, hangs the rim a little bit. I mean, it looked Jordan-esque. I mean, that to me, that was the, like, okay, you know, that's different than Acuff. Acuff was a heck of a player, and Acuff can make a move to the basket, but I don't think he had the athleticism that we saw on that play.
Well, and I was actually recording some video of that play, and that's posted on Buzz Twitter. I think Chuck's going to try and put that out on some other platforms as well.
That's where I got it, yeah.
I've had problems trying to post to Facebook down here for some reason. I'm not sure what it is. But, yeah, it was just a move that – and I even asked Bruiser Flynn about it after the game about, you know, just – what he brings to the game and that move and how it just lifts, you know, the entire team up. And I'm sure they've seen that a lot in practice, but to actually see it in action, I mean, it's something special. I told Vickery, Bill Vickery on Sunday when I was on with him that he is worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Buy your ticket and go watch him play a game.
Well, what about the big kid who's only 17? Did he get the start yesterday? I want to say I saw that. Did he get the start?
Origu, yes. Yeah.
He got the start.
8.4 rebounds.
But, you know, Trey, it's so hard to tell. This competition is so weak. It's just hard to tell. We expect our team to dominate. We expect the Razorbacks to dominate. But can you look at him and just say, do you think he'll be able to contribute against a really quality team? Do you think he's still a young guy that's going to take some work because of his age?
I think he's learning. And I think the more he can process and pick it up, I think he's going to be, I think he's going to be a contributor, just like Davion Thompson. I mean, Davion Thompson's another reclassifier who had 12 points, four of eight from the floor, 2 of 5, 2 of 2 at the free throw line yesterday, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 foul, no turnovers in just 15 minutes yesterday. So there's another player, too, that, you know, a reclassifier that played really well.
Yeah, it's and I tell you, what is up with these the names of these basketball assistant coaches? You got Chin Coleman, and this one is Bruiser, right? And so anyway, they're all. So I thought it was cool too, John Wall.
You know who you get today?
Who?
Brad Calipari. Calipari coaching today.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I was going to ask the. Also, you had John Walls yesterday. I thought it was it's cool to have one of the superstars under Cal come back and have a presence in the locker room and give his number out to everybody. And you know, the players loved having him there.
Yeah, no doubt. And they did. They kind of in the post game, Cal had him come up and talk. And I got two questions with John Wall after he left the locker room and asked him, you know, kind of what he said to him. He said, "Look, you know, I've been through what Cal's saying. Now, maybe he wasn't as tough on me, or maybe he was tougher on me than what he is now on you guys. But he just said, you know, he knows what he's doing." I mean, basically was the gist of the whole conversation that he wanted to relay to the team. And he said, "Look, this team could be the best defensive team that Cal has had."
Yeah.
And that goes back to his days at Kentucky. I mean, they play some defense. No matter what the score is, they are playing defense because David and Roger – they know that if they don't play defense, they don't play. And so it's a good luxury to have when you have a bench that is as deep as it is, that you can say, okay, well, you're not getting it done on the defensive end, so I'm going to put someone else in that will.
Yeah, it's they definitely I can tell. You just tell the way they go out there expecting to play good defense. And it's fun to listen. They're a fun group to watch. Again, you can't really take much away just because of the competition other than just you can just see how athletic it will be. Now, when they get back, what's the first exhibition game that starts the season? And when is that, Trey? Is it in November?
Wow.
No, it'll be in October.
October, okay. Who would that be?
Yeah, and I don't think we have the full schedule slate of when those games are actually going to be.
Isn't that wild?
I was trying to look through the game notes and see. I can tell you that we know that they're playing. Yeah, we don't have those yet. The next game that we have that is listed is November the 17th when they play Indiana up in Madison Square Garden. But they're going to play three exhibition games. One against Gonzaga, I believe that's going to be right in Bud Walton Arena. I think one at Kansas, and they're looking at one more.
Anything else happening?
Possibly Memphis again.
Anything else happening around the scenes? Boosters, I know they did the cruise ship. Anything else interesting happening? If you're having good seafood down there, Trey, you're getting any sun, swinging the golf clubs any?
I swung the golf club Sunday on the off day, so that's where I got my sun.
Yes.
And I have had some good seafood, little shrimp, little lobster, Caribbean lobster tail. So I have had that. I know that last night, right after the game, they had a team meal for the guys. And so they, you know, with the quick turnaround, I mean, they're going to be down there here in probably 30, 40 minutes getting ready for this game because yeah. It starts at noon and it's 9:17 here. So they're usually in there 2 hours before the game to get stretched out everything and get some shots up.
11 o'clock tip time. I told Roger, I thought I heard Matt Zimmerman yesterday on one of the clips, like he was doing the broadcast. Did he jump on with Flow Sports at one time or at some point and do that?
He's been doing the color. He's been the color analyst on the Razorback games with Flow Sports.
Oh, well,
that's game.
That's smart. I didn't know that was, did you know that was going to happen? I don't think that was announced, was it?
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen. Now, I will tell you this. The guy that's doing the games on Flow Sports, there were two other games yesterday. He did them all by himself.
Oh, wow.
Talk about hard.
Yeah. Football practice starts. We had Ryan Silverfield's opening press conference yesterday. Everybody reports today. Practice will begin tomorrow. So you got, and of course, tonight, Roger, is tonight Tuesday? Yeah, tonight yes. You've got the Hard Knocks on HBO with the Seattle Seahawks. You got the NFL Hall of Fame game Thursday night. Practice starts, as I mentioned, for the Razorbacks Wednesday. Of course, all the schools around the state, college and high school, are starting to practice. Trey, I mentioned you and I, again, will be together year 14.
Nice.
Going to all the games, you know, especially the away games. You and I will be going a night early to be able to videotape. So we're going to Nashville. We're going to College Station, Austin. Who am I leaving out? Nashville, Auburn.
Salt Lake City.
In Salt Lake City.
Auburn.
Yeah, so we'll be going in early to those places and doing some research and sending some social media back. And so we begin.
I think we're just going to replay the one from Austin from last year. Back-to-back
years. Yeah, exactly. yeah, hard to believe 14 years of doing that, man. It's here we go again.
Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be here before we know it.
I told Rick, I said, you know, when I made this commitment to do this for radio and for Channel 7, little did I know it would be the worst era from a win-loss standpoint in Razorback history.
Got to get better at some point.
I think so. Well, again, I'm tired of the talking. I'm ready to see some action.
You ready to play?
I'm ready to see some action. That's exactly right. All right, Trebo, good job.
Speaking of football real quick, now, I talked to Sean Andrews after the game last night and got some thoughts on him watching his son, J.J., play. J.J. actually led the way yesterday.
He
did. Back to double-double for him.
Had a good
game. You know, 15 points, 13 rebounds. Yeah.
Yeah, he's I think there was a post of him going to the basket. And for, what is he, 6'7", 225, 230. He's an agile guy. He probably could have played football. You know,
6'6", 225.
He'll, his dad didn't have as long a career as Jason Peters did, but he still, made the league and made some money, and a great legacy there. And you know, the fact that dad gets to go, and be a part of that. I'm sure he's loving that.
Yeah, I asked him about how many games did he think he would be able to get to this year, and he said either he or his wife will be at every game, home and away. They're going to try to make every single game as much as possible. Now they do have a younger son as well who's still in school. He told me we thought about homeschooling him, but we don't think we're going to go that route, and so there will be someone at every single game.
Is the youngest kid, is he a future star?
Possibly.
All right, Trey, today is the birthday of Billy Bob Thornton. If you had to pick one movie, by the way, I don't know if he mentioned that how old he is, 71. What would you say your favorite role for Billy Bob Thornton is?
Sling Blade.
Yeah, I think that's easy, number one. Although, as Roger mentioned, good in Armageddon. I forgot about Primary Colors, Roger. He was in Primary Colors.
He was James Carville.
Why don't you go get one of your girlfriends and go home to eat?
You know better to talk to me like that when I'm hurting, Linda.
I'm hurting, Linda.
Yeah, that's not Billy Bob Thornton.
That's okay. You got to throw it in there. How about this one?
What are their names?
Who?
The elves.
I can't remember. I think one of them's Sneezy and there's a Dopey. And
that's the Seven Dwarves.
I was thinking it was, I don't know. Kid, I just call him, you know, Bub. You know, I call him, I say, hey, Bub, or Chief, or whatever. You know, I tell him, what the fuck is wrong with you? I can't remember this shit. Does everything with you have to be a fucking test?
How old are they?
I don't, you know, I've not seen that. I don't find that. Everybody says good movie. I just don't find that funny.
It's a favorite of a lot of people, but I don't find it. It hadn't captured me yet. I don't know. Maybe
it's
I haven't given
favorite.
It a chance.
I mean, it's not one that I'm going to rewatch all the time, but I don't mind it.
Let me tell you the movie that I can't believe I have not mentioned. That's one of my favorite movies. And let's see if I think Christian will know it. Roger, I think you know it. If I went A Simple Plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's with Bill Paxton, mm-hmm. Bridget Fonda, and he plays a role of the brother of Bill Paxton, who's the sort of special needs kid, autistic guy. And I think it's a great movie. He's got
a unique look in that one.
He does, and the way he responds. And Bill Paxton is a hateable character. If you haven't seen that, Trey, you ought to do it. But Simple Plan, put that one on your list.
Don't they, like, find some money or
they
something?
They do. Yeah. The drug lord.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Crashes and dies.
Well, why don't y'all give me the movie review, and then maybe I'll go watch it.
Okay.
And we're giving you a little one right now, but that's one, Roger.
Whoa!
What about pushing 10? What is pushing 10 about?
I don't think I've seen that.
It's T-I-N, isn't it?
Yeah, T-I-N. Yeah, I think he's a pilot in that. Of course, you got Bandits, you got Monsters Ball.
Tom Bandits?
Wasn't he in The Judge with Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall?
Oh, you know, well, first of all, how embarrassing are we that we did not, we're a sports station, sports show. What did we leave out?
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
I had a clip of it, but I've not seen that movie.
That's based on a true story. Trey, do you know what school that is?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Does he play Chad Morris in that movie?
Is it Pierman?
It is.
No.
Permian. No, it's Odessa. No, it's, oh, yeah, Permian High School in Odessa.
Odessa.
Now, you saw that movie, right?
He was pretty good in that.
Yeah.
Was he?
So
was
and Roger, you have not mentioned this movie. What is going on?
Say it.
The Alamo.
Damn it.
Davy Crockett. Come on, for goodness sake.
He says he's a screamer at the end of that one.
He is?
He says he's a screamer. Yeah. Why does he say that?
I forget. And Roger, we've mentioned it before. Bad News Bears. He did the remake of that one.
I saw it. What's the word I'm looking for? It sucked.
Yes.
I mean, he tried to be what Walter Matthau couldn't be to take it away from being. I don't even know if the original was an R, but he R'd it up. Yeah. And it just, I don't think it needed it because just like, but he had a great conversation cussing with the kid and the bad Santa. I mean, we just talked, it's got to be.
And then you think about it. He's made Landman. He is the reason Landman is successful.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in 1883.
How many seasons?
He was in Fargo. He was in, I think he did. He just was a narrator in Fargo. That's all.
No, he played a character in Fargo. Not the movie, the TV show.
TV show, yeah.
He played a character.
And then Goliath. I've heard, that was a 5-year or 6-year run on that thing. I didn't watch one episode of that, but that has gotten.
It's got 30, on Prime, I believe.
32 episodes. episodes. So anyway, it's his birthday today, Trey. I know you would want to celebrate that in addition to all your basketball
Trey, you
coverage.
Want to?
Yeah, I want to. I'm gonna celebrate it.
All right, listen, have a safe trip back. Get a little bit more sun today. Get the Hogs. Will the Hogs win by 50 today? Yes.
Okay.
What do you think? No?
Okay.
Over and under 50?
I think it's probably... I'm going to go 48.
What?
48 is bum.
Yeah.
What is that? That's a bum move.
All right, buddy. All right, good work. Good work. Somebody had to be down in the Bahamas. Somebody had to be in the Bahamas. Trey took that responsibility.
You did it, Tripper. Way to go, Bob.
All right, guys.
See you, Bob.
I see you, man. So this is the Stella Lefty, who is number 5 on the top 100. She's a country. Is this country?
Well, I don't know if she's country, but the song is.
Yeah. So does the voice sound country or the song sound country?
Well, the sound of the song.
Does it?
So here we go.
I guess it does.
Well, she's putting on a fake accent.
Oh, the accent sounds a little country, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She likes Ella Langley, doesn't she? Ella and Stella.
Her father is like a billionaire, so.
Oh, is that what it is?
Put together, watch this.
Johnny Cash wouldn't call that country. The kids do. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We got a little family feud brought to you by Southern Bank. Find out what's going on around the station this week. Roger, we're on the road tomorrow. We're on the road Thursday and Friday.
You know, there's a Saline County connection tomorrow. The next 2 days.
Tomorrow, we're at Alcoa Community Federal Credit
Union. Saline County.
Yes. Thursday, we're in Hot Springs.
At
Family Market.
For
grand opening.
Saline County family, the Hendrixes and Summerwood's board.
Yeah, it's a connection.
That's where they are right there, Summerwood
and then
Partners.
Third one is the...
hope.
Watermelon.
There's hope.
There's hope and hope.
Are you telling me? Are we going to
be? Yes, we're going. It's there.
We're broadcasting live Friday morning.
Yes.
At Hope. And I shoot a short film Saturday with Eli Craner. How about
whoa.
That?
Well, you want to just drop that one?
Just drop it out there. Just drop it out there.
We go to break. You
get it out there. Lefty Stella or Lefty and Stella or Left Poncho and Lefty. I'm filming with Eli Craner.
All right. Don't go away.
Still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
There will be trade deadline passed yesterday. Here were some of the biggest moves. The Orioles sent catcher Adley Rutschman to their AL East rival Red Sox in return, getting several of their top prospects. Rutschman has had issues staying healthy so far in his career. The Cubs loaded up for a playoff run, adding 4 pitchers to the team, the biggest being Kevin Gausman from the Blue Jays, which was completed on Sunday. The Padres got pitcher Casey Mize from the Tigers, giving up their second-best prospect, Cash Mayfield, in the process. The Phillies landed one of the best contact hitters in the game, Luis Arias, who has a .324 average and 4 home runs on the season. He's the active career leader in batting average at .318. The Mets were big sellers as they sent 8 players out, receiving 13 players in exchange, 9 of which will be in the top 30 of their farm system. And in minor league baseball tonight, the Travelers will play the Sod Poodles at 6:35 at Dickie Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today. We'll get up to 95 degrees this afternoon with a mostly sunny sky. No rain or thunderstorms in our forecast today. Probably won't be until Thursday before we have our next rain chance in central Arkansas. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 72. Tomorrow, hotter, up to 97. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood or call us at 501-834-7700.
Your dream wedding starts right here. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette Wedding Show returns Sunday, August 23rd to the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. Discover Arkansas's best wedding vendors, meet local experts, see the latest fashions, and find inspo for every detail of your big day, all in one place. With more than 50 exhibitors, amazing giveaways, and everything you need to plan your perfect wedding. This is a hometown tradition you don't want to miss. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Get your tickets today at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
UB40 Live. The Unstoppable Tour 2026. Saturday, November 7th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. UB40 in concert. Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Lube and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
Morning, Mayhem, 8:34.
Ah, 32. All right, I just guessed.
You go by digital clock, it's actual that time. Roger Scott, David Bazza, Christian Weaver, Morning Mayhem. Those two guys are not in the studio. They're probably recording an award, potential award-winning commercial for Oaklawn. That being said, let's go and welcome in Chuck Gatlin. Chuck, let me find your opening here. That's shown up, get attention. She's poetry in motion. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's shielded, she's tall, she's tight. Got all the curves a man like. She's shielded, she's tall, she's tight. Got all the curves a man like. There it is. She's a what, Chuck? Look at her. She's a bad man. There it is. Let's bring him in, everybody.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at The Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by...
Who is it?
McLarty Mazda North Little Rock. Hey, you need a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at a great price. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Those McLartys are good folks.
Yeah.
They're good folks.
Go over here and see them.
All right. So things are getting ready to get cranked up around here. Yeah. Ooh. We've had, you guys have been everybody in the building just been kicking back and relaxing this summer, other than us.
That's right. Oh, poor Ron.
Just saying.
Poor
no, we took it. We did it ourselves. You know, we did it ourselves. Yeah, we brought it on ourselves.
He's not lying.
but now it's time to get busy. So what's happening around the station?
Oh, man. So Travs are back in town playing a series against Amarillo this week. And then we got the Zone going to be over at Flyway Brewing today from 10 to 1. They're going to be over there to watch the big Razorback game down in the Bahamas.
Yeah, they
the actually down there.
Are they going to be able to watch the game from there? Yeah. That's what I hear. Yeah, that's cool.
On the big screen. Have you been in there to see?
I've not. I heard it's really impressive. I need to get over there and see that. Yeah,
it's like a big theater size.
Yeah, very nice.
Then Zone's out. No, you guys are out tomorrow at Alacoa Federal Credit Union.
You just going to call it Alacoa?
Did I say Alacoa?
Yeah, maybe.
Alacoa?
Alopecia? I sort of like that. Alacoa, yes.
Alacoa, yeah, you guys will be there. I think Tim's going to go set that up.
Okay, cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know you ain't.
I just threw it on the
You just know you ain't. Well, I just got to tell you, speaking of which, I just got a text from Stephen Brown. Pushing 10. He's an air traffic controller.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think I remember.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes.
Then you guys are out again Thursday at Family Market in Hot Springs.
Yeah, grand opening out there. They've been open for what, Roger, a month? But we're doing our.
I'd say so.
The ribbon cutting is tomorrow. I mean, Thursday rather. Yeah.
I have it on my calendar as you guys being out again Friday. Is that going to happen?
We are going down to Hope, and it's the 50th anniversary of the Hope Watermelon Festival. A lot of famous people have come out of Hope. It's a special time down there. And so, yeah, we're going to go there and be a part of that. Yes.
That's going to be fun.
How about that, Linda?
Yeah.
Anyway. And then skipping ahead to next week, the steak and egg breakfast at the butcher shop for a youth home.
Yeah, we do two things. We have the Touchdown Club announcement on Thursday. And then Friday we do the steak and egg fundraiser for youth home.
Steak and egg!
We've done that for quite a while.
Yeah.
And this will be the 22nd year of the Touchdown Club. That'll be at War Memorial. Anybody wants to come, the Zone will be broadcasting live. Justin won't be there, but yeah, Phil will be there. I think everybody's going to be impressed. There will be gold jackets coming to Little Rock for the Touchdown Club. There might be a Heisman winner. There'll be some other notable Razorbacks that I think that Razorback fans will go, okay, yeah, I'd like to hear from these guys. So anyway, then of course, I think they've sold. Have they sold it already? The Zone being at the Touchdown Club every week. I think they sold that. Do you know?
I bet you
they have.
So.
They've been doing that. Think how many years, Roger? Justin and them. You're welcome. Have been doing that, getting paid to interview the greatest names in football.
Anchory, what do you want to say about Bass?
What an asset you are.
Thank you, Justin.
I understand why you have shoulder problems so much.
Nobody else is going to do it. No. think about this.
They
go back, Raj and Chuck. They've been doing the Touchdown Club live all the way back at the embassy. Remember when you used to be at the embassy?
I do.
I'm telling you, I wonder how many years that, we'll have to ask Justin how many years they've been doing the show out there. It's a lot of work on Monday to get out there, but I think our listeners love being able to hear it when they're in the cars.
It's fun.
What do you say, Rick?
Well, only Jesus is perfect.
No, Baz is second. He's second in that.
He's a saint, I tell you.
All right, so we got to play a little Family Feud. Let's go hit that open, Raji Dodge.
All right, so everybody, I want you to
check this out. First of all, you thought
I didn't play that thing. Here we go, Family Feud.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud, sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Wait, where's JM?
So JM had to move. He's going to do tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So it's going to be, we're going to do you and Christian versus me and the caller. 661-1037. What are we playing for?
Trav's tickets.
Trav tickets. We're doing a four-pack with some hot dogs.
We
can do a four-pack,
Paul. Four-pack, Trav's.
Is that a soda? And dog?
It's four-pack of tickets.
If somebody wins and wants to gift their tickets to somebody else, can they do that as well?
Once they have them, I don't care.
Yeah, so if you get your tickets.
Hey, once you're out of my hands, I don't care if you shove them up your pile.
If you don't want to go the game and you win these tickets, give them to somebody who wants to go.
Yeah. It's still a little bit of fun out there.
It's a great prize is what it is.
Well, it is. It is. Go to a ball.
While we're waiting, it's Billy Bob Thornton's birthday. What is your favorite Bob Thornton role?
Oh, it's got to be Carl from Sling Blade.
Yeah, we mentioned that's the, he didn't win the Oscar for that. Although, Roger,
he did win the Oscar for the screenplay.
But we didn't find out who he lost to. We need to find that out. Christian?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, who did?
Bad Santa, did y'all see Bad Santa?
Yeah, I was telling them I'm not that humor doesn't.
I love Bad Santa.
Do you really is it miserable through the whole movie to the very end where he gets sober?
And Goliath, did y'all watch Goliath?
No, we were talking about Goliath being outstanding.
No.
Do you follow the Crown? It's the birthday of Meghan Markle.
I do not.
I was telling Roger, it's amazing how much hate she gets. I don't know if there's anybody I've ever talked to go, I really like that girl. She's really good for the Crown.
Yeah, she kind of brought it on herself, and so did her hubby.
Have they? They want to be different.
Just by saying, hey, we want to, we're leaving.
Can you blame them? Just say, we want to live normal lives.
You want to live normal lives? Give up your money.
Well, I think they do. You'll get that call there, Christian.
Oh, my bad.
That's right.
You think they did?
Yeah, I think they did. I think they had to give up their rights to the
You know what? It's like in Arthur. It's like in Arthur. I swear, I really love it, but it's $50 million. I'm not going to give it. No. I told her, Martha, we'd be over there for dinner.
I don't think you've ever done that before. Look at that. Wow.
I love it. Ho, ho, ho. Get in there, Perry. Get in there. Oh.
What's the actor's name?
Dudley Moore. I'm talking so small, they had the whole place carpeted.
I just remember
Dudley Moore in 10. I thought I was doing good with you.
Is that from 10?
No, that's all Dudley Moore.
I know, from Arthur.
No, from Arthur.
Arthur.
All right, there. Looks like
we got a contestant there. Good job by Roger.
Bitterman.
Okay.
How about I get my bath? I don't know. Don't you okay me? I'm waiting on phone calls here.
Zach.
Hey, Zach, how are you?
Good morning.
Zach, do you want to hear more from Arthur?
Always.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
Cinnamon, hey, the park. You know how I love the park. There it is. Done. Boom. Nailed it. See? No one's ever done Dudley Moore as author or Arthur on any radio show, I dare say, in the world. Prove it.
I believe that.
I know, Zach, I know you do. I'm talking to Doubting Charles.
Oh, I doubt it.
Speaking of Doubting Charles, I want you to know two things. Number one, that you are going to be the leader of your team, Zach. And no matter what you say or anybody, your teammates say, you're going to have final say. Now, your team will consist of you and Chuck Gatlin, who has come into his own play in this game, and you'll be going up against the Black Hats and David Basil and Christian Weaver.
No, Christian's on our team. He doesn't listen.
Christian's on our team. He was focused on his acting.
I was focused on that.
Yeah, Christian's going to be with us.
I wasn't paying attention John said he knew Zach Brown, and I wasn't paying attention on that. So here's the deal. So you'll know that your name is your buzzer, and you must give me your buzzer only on this very first question, and I want you to listen to when Chuck Gatlin gave me his buzzer.
Chuck!
Let me hear your buzzer, Zach.
Chuck!
Great, Zach. Very good. Zach, are you Zach with a K, an H, or neither?
I go with the H.
You do it with the H. Very good, very good, very good. So does my son. Yeah. So does my son! Give me back my son! Mel Gibson. End scene.
Okay. Yeah, we are never going to get this game through because Roger's all in on his acting today.
I really am. You know, listen, I've been quiet and reserved all morning long. Here we go. I asked 2 weeks ago because I didn't do trivia last week. I was in the Keys, but I will be this Thursday at Mandolin Sports Bar in Hot Springs, Arkansas, voted number one trivia venue in the state of Arkansas, and it dovetails into me being the number one trivia host in said such state. Wow. Name something that would make a bad cologne.
David? Urine.
Wow, okay.
Oh, wow.
It would.
Let me just tell you this. This is about a private conversation that we had on the beach.
Would it not be number one?
It's not on the list.
Wow.
Maybe that's...
I can't think of anything worse.
Well, no. Now, if had I asked, you know, name the number one thing in foreplay, that may have come in.
Oh, hey, whoa.
What are we doing? Raise your leg. All right, here's the deal. The watermark has not been set very high for you guys, Chuck, Christian, Zach. Name something that would make a bad cologne.
Yeah, I think Christian just nailed it.
Did you say skunk?
Yeah.
Is that skunk weed or skunk?
Skunk.
Not on the list.
Wow.
It goes back to you, David. Name something that would make a bad cologne.
How about a hamburger?
Are you saying food?
Yeah, food.
What goes on a hamburger?
Cheese.
Cheese. Not gonna work. It goes back to you. Any number will help. Name something that's on a hamburger that might be bad. Cologne.
I don't know.
Ketchup? I only gave it to you because of what he said.
Ketchup. Mustard.
Hold on. What are you gonna say, Zach?
Zach, it's your go.
I like a musty smell, maybe.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. Gym socks. Gym socks because of the must. The must. I'm doing it. Here we go. What? That's the number two answer. And you control the board. Do you want to pass or play?
I guess we'll play.
I think I'm going to pass.
All right. Oh, very good, Baz. Very good. Very good. Now, I gave you a hint, and I'm going to let you have it, okay? Keep going. Name something on a hamburger that might be...
Onions.
Number one on the board. That's it. Number one. Number two was musty gym socks. Name number three. 18 people. 10 said number four, and 6 said 5. Zach, you're out of this one. Baz, name something that would make a bad cologne.
So did you just rip off about 5 things there?
I just told you how many numbers is what it was.
Okay.
I mean, 18 people said the number 3 answer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So all we've done is onions and...
You said onions was 35 people. Musty gym socks was 28.
Okay.
This one's tough.
Okay, hold on. You're out right now, Zach.
He said... Did he say fart?
Did you say fart?
I didn't. I said this one is tough.
Oh, this one is tough. Not even close. Yeah, yeah. Not even close to fart. Even more words
what if I said,
than the one syllable fart.
What if I said
fart.
Flatulence?
Huh?
Flatulence.
Not on the board. That's one strike, Baz. That's one strike. Oh, one gosh. Strike.
B.O.
B.O. That's I'm going to let you have that as must. Oh, okay, I'm going to go musty gym socks and all
I got
that, okay?
I got you. What about, what's that? You said possum. We've already got possum.
See,
and
if
skin,
you were, so. This is something that, you know, well, it's not on the list, so I can't, so I can't even give you, it's on the list, it's number 6 answer. But
so we've got
and the
food,
way this game is going, I may give it.
Skanky clothes. Mildew. I mean, what do you walk into a house to smell mildew?
Mothballs?
Like the curtain smell.
Lasol? Mothballs?
This is you've already said food, so it wouldn't be seasonings, or would it? Can you do more than one?
Listen, food's still
garlic.
On the board. Number 4 on the board.
This has got a food
number
theme to it.
Number four.
Okay.
Let me give you one hint. Food, just so you both teams know it. Another food item is the last food item on the board. You've given me onions,
okay, I know where,
gym socks, garlic food item. There's one more. That's a food item.
We saw a lot of these. I ate this while I was down in the Keys. Fish.
100%. Fish is on the board as the number 3 answer. Here's number the deal. 2 strikes still remain. 1 answer remains. It's the number 6 answer. I want to see if Christian is the only one that can probably answer this one for us.
Oh, I got it. Baby diapers.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. Not on the board. Here's the thing, Ben. Think about this one. Think about this one. You've got 1 strike left. You've got 1 answer left. We're now into testicle snipping time. Ooh. You either give me the answer or we go back. And they get a chance to do it.
So I've already offered almost everything.
Almost.
We've already said foot, the way the feet smell.
Feet, and I'm going to give feet gym socks, musty, okay, this and that and everything.
What about just, what about.
Now, here, let me give you the. Name something that would make a bad cologne.
So what about just the smell of trash?
Just plain old trash.
Yeah, just
the whole thing.
Garbage.
Garbage?
Garbage or trash?
I would have accepted trash. Number 5 on the board.
Wow. Am I winning? Am I winning?
Down goes Frazier.
Zach, because I'm a kind guy.
Wow.
And you chose.
I would have said like rubbing alcohol.
Listen, I would say that's a tough one.
It's a very tough one, but I wanted to do it because I wanted him to earn these tickets, Baz.
But you know what we're going
to
do? Zach, because you're a faithful listener, you are getting these tickets.
Zach, you want these tickets, Zach?
I appreciate it, guys.
I'm going to give those to you, Zach. Thank you.
Zach, how many people? Do you have 4 people or do you need more?
No, I got 4.
You got 4. There it is right there. Outstanding. Zach, hold on. Let Christian get your information. Let me ask you this question, boys. My African-American friends growing up used to say this is the last one. This was the number 6 answer on the board. My African-American friends would say this to me and others. When white people's hair gets wet, they smell like what?
Wet dogs.
Wet dogs.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that?
Uh-uh.
Listen, if I have any friends in the Tumbling Shoals area, you can come see my band Saturday night at the VFW.
Which VFW?
Tumbling Shoals, Heber Springs area.
Okay.
Yeah, come see us.
We love the VFWs. So they've got a, that's got a certain smell to them when you walk in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
it does. It does. It
military.
Smells like
alcohol.
Smells like
cigarettes, alcohol,
cigarettes,
and military.
Alcohol, and musk. Manly smell.
Thank you for sponsoring
again, Chuck.
Thanks again to McLarty, Mazda, Volkswagen, and North Little Rock.
All right, don't go away. It is 8:50. We'll see if we get Pat Bradley today. We'll find out.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is a camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. The World Cup fans fear their favorite team or player getting a red card, the worst foul you can commit. In the South, here are a few other red cards that you can get. Talking back to Mama, not pulling over for a funeral procession, thinking mac and cheese isn't a vegetable, referring to Mary Frances as just Mary, telling grandma that you're not hungry, only getting two sides at a meet and three, and the worst of all, scheduling a Saturday event during football season. Missing out on the delectable snacks at Double B's is also deserving of a red card. All of Double B's 34 locations in Arkansas have something to drive back your hunger and put a smile on your face. Stop by today, and you'll receive a warm welcome to Double B's. Because Double B's, it's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax Foreman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long-travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit Honda of Russellville. Today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
Time is running out on the summertime auto loan special at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26 year models. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing your current auto loan. No payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days and financing up to 84 months is also available. Apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man. All right, 8:55. See if we'll have Pat Bradley coming up here shortly. Brought to you by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. Appreciate both those companies sponsoring Pat.
Well, we appreciate those companies sponsoring you.
Yeah.
And I got a great shower from those guys.
Yeah, you bet.
And my daughter and son-in-law are getting one put in a couple of weeks.
During the break, Roger, I was recording a commercial for Oaklawn with Christian, and Rick Steele came in. They were talking about tattoos. And have you seen his tattoo on his arm?
No.
So show Christian, if you can, show Roger your tattoo. I just happened to see it. I don't think we've talked about this on the show. I said, is that a Native American or, you know, type of deal? And he said, no. And he said, it's a movie. So you see it, Rog? Can you see it? So first of all, tell you what, can somebody, first person who goes to the webcam and can tell us what that tattoo, what movie it's from, gets a prize, whatever's in the prize box.
Billy Bob Thornton's actually in it.
Whoa, how about that? I had no idea that was connected. That just happened.
I didn't think about it until you called it. We call
that in the biz organic. So how long?
In the video, it looks like a coconut monkey.
What?
Coconut monkey.
Coconut monkey.
That's what it looks like
to me. It looks like a Native American, like a headdress.
From what I'm looking at, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I just, so how long ago did you get the tattoo?
I've had that one probably 6 years or so.
How many more? You got just that one and a few others?
Yeah, I have one on my back.
You have one on your back?
Bring it on in here. Let's see it. Listen, number one, the watermark had been set by William Harrison.
He's got the big
with a massive eagle on the back
of
his.
Yeah, you guys showed me that one.
Have you seen the video, by the way, that came out yesterday of sitting on a picnic table in some national park is a bald eagle and a fox. And the bald eagle's bigger than the fox. The bald eagle is like twice the size of a fox. It is giant, and that fits William Harrison's logo, eagle on the back.
I did see was, I believe, in the same area as where the grandpa got flipped, a young boy.
Yeah, another one getting chased. I heard about that. Yeah, how about that?
How about while they're in rut, you just stay away from them?
King Julian? Christian?
King Julian.
I have no idea what that. I just looked at the first thing I saw. Maybe no, but I thought maybe that was the.
I don't know what it is.
Last week we get a discussion on the colonization of Belgium. This week we get T's and girls' butts and urination foreplay. Sure is nice to have the boys back.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Woodrow.